and you see donkey and the dog is other animal give you another service, and the camel, these three you understand, and the fourth one is the cow, and the cow is eating portion of you, is that part of the ego which is full of appetite. We'll see the cow later. He will even represent it to you and say, imagine a cow who has the essence of the sun, the jewel which glares like a sun. Do you think that this cow would be happy? Because a clever man with a fistful of dirt will cover that, then animal doesn't see anything. These four animals, and we talk mainly, when we talk about the aggressivity of the ego towards others, others means none of us, this is the dog. Because dog knows the clan, because dog lives in herd. Yes, here the people, they don't know that the dog is looking at you as a senior dog. He doesn't get you a human being, because for him human being doesn't exist. Everybody is dog. We talk about the donkey, and don't forget in that story, you say, Jesus doesn't need something go between. He could ride the donkey bare. Here he would say, these blinds, they don't see the donkey. They're hanging on that silly stuff, which is the words of Quran. This word is so important for them that they convinced other nations that you don't need to learn what it means, just say it. It shouldn't be translated, because this is the word of God. The word of God? As if God is limited to words? As if God is not the fellow that will touch you and suddenly you're someone else? To bring it down to a physical stuff to hang on. This is the form. And they forgot the essence, and Rumi has all this in his mind. Remember, he's living in an Islamic country, and he was the judge in that system. So he knows that everyone is hanging on the form. And when I'm saying this, somebody moves in. Okay. Let's give up the form. Down with the form. You are silly. Because you didn't get it. We are talking about the form and essence, which are what? Two sides of one coin. When we say your essence should be good, are we saying your form should be bad? Of course not. But we know if essence is good, form is good. Because the essence will transform the form. He talked about it in last part. You remember? He said, oh, if it is the form, how come that kindness will change? He brought everything. And he knows what he's talking about. He's talking to several layers of intelligence here, all together. So we'll talk, if you go just the story, you will enjoy it. If you go a little bit deeper, you enjoy it. But if you touch the base of it, you will go crazy. Inshallah. Yes. He's ready for this time.
Since you have sight, go after the ass which has jumped. How long stitching the saddle, O saddle worshipper? Mm-hmm. When the ass is there, the saddle will certainly be yours. Bread does not fail when you have the spirit. The back of the ass is shop and wealth and gain. The pearl of your heart is the stock for 100 bodies.
Ah, I wish it could be translatable. But yes, look at it and say, that donkey, the back of that donkey is your life. Whatever you're doing, what are you? You have a shop, and you have belongings and you have a business. Because that's it. Ma, dokan, mal, maksab. Dokan means shop. Mal is having. And maksab is the business. You earn something. So these are all stupid stuff. Because the jewel is the heart. It's not in the back of the donkey. You are in love with the donkey. They are so in love with the donkey. My experience, I have a personal stuff here because I remember the torture of childhood. My goodness, I could never forget that psychological torture because we had to wear an armband with a little bit Quran in it. That's a Quran that with the magnifier even you cannot read it. It's not readable. It's just a form, okay? Read here. Okay, we are the children, we are playing that, then I need to go to the bathroom to wash. I'm taking Quran to washroom, and I'm 3-4 years old, I cannot open this. I remember the misery to find a grown-up to open this, and there are times that you cannot. Wait. Then guilty conscious. About the form and non-readable reading material. Because when you cannot read Quran, what it means. Because even in that age, I knew the name means reading material. Because I was starting to learn Arabic. I said, this is reading material, but in a non-readable fashion, they stick it to me. And this is more important than my belief. That's why I react like this. Yes.
Mount the ass barebacked, mm-hmm. O busybody. Did not the Prophet ride the ass barebacked? The Prophet rode barebacked.
Did you see what he did? Exactly the same thing I did. When he was talking about the blinds, looking at Quran as the saddle on the ass, what did I reminded you? Jesus, you know that. Say, didn't you see the Prophet riding over there? Because this is what all these stories are made for. I don't bring it from my memory. I look at this. I don't have anything in my mind when I come to the class. I told you several times. And I don't care how does it start. Because I know there is a trip like that for me. Whatever you say, I agree with you, I come and walk with you. Then I walk in a way that somehow will come to the circle. When I'm teaching Rumi, I don't need to do that because he's doing it for me. He knows what he's talking about. He's talking about this donkey and he said, don't do that. And he uses one word that, let us stop on this word. The word is very essential. First of all, if you tell someone you are fuzul, this means you are swearing at that fellow. And if there is a very good guy you want to appreciate, you will say he's fazil. Mm-hmm. Because it's fazil. It's a good stuff. But in the hand of an unqualified person will become fuzuli. And even
the pasta?
Pardon me?
Isn't that pasta? Fuzuli?
No. Fuzuli means being
curious.
Obnoxious curiosity. Mm. Not curiosity.
No, I said obnoxious.
Obnoxious curiosity. That's fuzuli.
And that's busybody.
The poop of the bird is fazle. The dropping is fazle. And fazl by itself is the most appreciated adjective over there. So he's choosing one very special word over there. And he will make it bul fuzul. Means the father of the fuzul. The father of the Nasifallah, you remember he played with the Bul Hakam wa Bul Jahl. The fellow who had all the hikmat, all the wisdom, he was Bul Hakam. Fighting with Muhammad, he became Bul Jahl. That Bu means you are it. So here's a, oh, you Bulfuzul. Write this tanki without the aid of your intelligence and that kind of stuff. Why? النبيو قد ركب معروريا والنبيو قيل صافر ماشيا. Completely Arabic, so this is not written for Iranians. No Iranian could read this or understand it. But it's there. Why? Huh, he was talking to a group of people who were speaking Turkish or Persian, but their holy book is in Arabic. They hang on to the form, and I say the meaning. Then he gave you the form in Arabic. Not a Quranic verse here. This is poetic language, Arabic verse in here. But it's not his independent approach. We'll talk about it next time, inshallah.
Masalam. Yes.
In a way, the sanad is document.
Yeah.
Yes.
But certified document.
Yeah, it could be, but it's not. Think about masnad. That is somebody. Think about proof.
It's too popular.
Today, that's not a very good
story. Pardon?
Today, from my perspective, the lesson was very good because you were more animated.
He was desperate.
You know what he's going to do next time?
We are trying to get rid of the animal part, and she's in love with animation. What can I say?